Oh, child, don't cry for your mama. These seem like tears, but they're not. They're birthstones. They're mine, but I know how to share. You need something to cry about. What if you fell from that shelf up there and cracked your skull wide open, forehead to nape, blood and brain staining this gray linoleum green and red and other colors of the secret body?
Auntie, please.
Please, what? We're just messing.
She wants the facts.
Sure. The facts. A mad bit polecat scooped out Swanee J's eyes when she was tit below all and still too young to see the world a way but funny. She grew up eyeless and clumsy and wild. According to her, the mop bucket hid the jewels that the ferret couldn't eat, the cow danced on hindquarters round the silo after marriage, the clouds met their death on a junkyard day, so on and so forth, which was fine for a dippy child, but then comes womanhood and a time to leave home. So I make Swanee J a set of new eyes I'd grub to look older, and I tuck them beneath the pillow on her bed where she found them like they'd been there all along. She pops in these new eyes she thinks are old, sees the cows never dancing, calls the world a nugatory lie, though it's honest and true.
What are you getting into now?
What this means, child, is Swanee J don't trust her eyes, so why should we dare?
Do you mean she's got fake eyes?
Don't listen, Beau. Your Baba's eyes are real.
Did your ears liquefy? Can you listen to an old woman who commits to telling you the truth? It's not about the not having eyes, it's about saying that you see when you don't.
So it's like, do the blackberries need hard piggies for picking?
I'm not following.
Or will the maggot flesh do?
You tell riddles better than I. How old are you? Tell me straight.
1099.
He's 7.
Yes, I know how old he is. Your mother was 7 going on 1,000 when she lost her eyes.
You mean Baba?
You still seeing right?
As well as any beastie.
Good. Well, there's still hope for you to shake the maggots from your head. We can't all say the same.
I'm not afraid of maggots.
Swanee J, come out of that bathroom. Your aunties came all the way up in near winter to see you. There could have been snow on the ground for all she knew, and you know how Oh My God disappears into
Gracie,
whiteout, but
please,
she's
who's
still
God?
here, and you won't even get off
Our
the crapper and
road,
show your
that's
face
the
to the
name.
only blood who
Well, I
respects
doubt
you.
that.
I
You want
doubt
to lose
that
that too?
too.
Yes, listen to that. Come out. Your friend knows about losing. It's not a day to worry about the love of fathers when you have one to bury. Would you rather have him trapped in that box alone with no angel standing guard to chase away phantasms, all because we didn't commit him to heaven on schedule with proper cast?
Can I come see that show?
If you stop behaving like a changeling.
Can Mama come?
I don't
That's
think.
exactly what we want.
Well, I'll find my yellow dress.
But only if she pinches off whatever ill-humored load and opens this door.
Oh.
I said Mama.
Oh, yes. Mama Swanee Jolietta, hear us and get out of that bathroom right now before I bust the door and then your butt. I'm not too old!
Swan is Baba, Auntie. I'm Mama. We've been through this.
Yes, right. Your son calls his true mother a grandmother and the friend his true mother.
You're confusing him.
Are you sure?
Pardon, I'll clarify. Only Beau and his mother will come down the mountain and not the friend. The Micah Mule wanted to meet his grandchild,
I
even
have a
if he
box
never
like the
admitted
Micah
it and
Mule, my
everyone else
grandfather.
knew. Better now than never, so the child comes, but bringing you wouldn't be the right kind of sensitive.
Except mine is a house and it's tiny and I only fit into it when I shrink.
Treasured niece of mine!
I see we're changing the subject.
I'll call you now insufferable and stubborn, and I might call it forever. Come talk at least, my melon sweet, my Swanee J.
She hates being called that.
Melon? Or her own name?
Insufferable.
Ah, yes, don't we all? Especially those of us who hear it many
Swanee,
times. It's
sweetheart,
true,
I
though, at
promise
least
I'll
about this
support whatever
family.
decision you
I'm sure
make.
it's the same for you,
I can
sweet
imagine
child,
how
but we
hard this
cope
is,
and
even if I
suffer each
don't
other
truly
as
know, because
best
I've
as
never
we
had a
can,
father
since
like
we all
yours.
make it
But
difficult
I'm
in
good
our
at
own way.
imagining, and I'll be here to hold your hand while you find your words. Only you have to speak them.
Have you
Won't
heard
do
me
any good
tell
to
of your
stay locked away
grandpappy,
with
the
no one to
Micah
know if
Mule
you're
of
feeling
Roma, and how
angry,
he fled
crazed, or
his whole
downright
family from the
mean?
soft leafy hills of Missouri
Remember
to the
what happens
valley
when
at
no
the
one in your
foot of
family
these
knows?
barren mountains?
You let them sit, please, to color you up?
I don't think I heard that one.
Well, back in Missouri, your grandpappy made friends with an eccentric type named Merle James Dean.
Your daddy's dead.
His real name, of course, being something like Winston, but the man thought
Face him
himself
now in
greater than God
death.
and
I know
handsomer
you
too, though
can.
if you ask me, God could have made his hair a little thicker and his teeth a little less rotten.
Listen,
Still, he brought the
remember the
ladies
hippies who
howling,
came up
no
to Keokuk in
problem,
the
a trait your
'60s to reclaim the
grandpappy butt
mines and
never
the
could
Oddfellows
figure
Lodge
out.
and the abandoned gold digger colony? Remember, 20 years after those hippies, we bought the fire-eaten mill house down in the gulch for my friend Josiah. They were children of psychotic
just like me.
And we expected a nestled ghost town all to ourselves. But mostly just like me.
Anyways, he settled with your
granny.
Then
we found Miss Zoda living not but a few feet from the lodge in
a house we'd thought to be empty.
Swanee J would have been about 12 when her daddy started living in the family.
And then all these houses that seemed empty on our first visit now rippled with life. And then we had 2 dozen hands from the odd fellows, and they were ready to help us rebuild our mill. And it only took a couple weeks.
We had a beautiful summer those 2 months.
Yes,
all the
that's
soft
right.
and flimsy green I'd things. Say it was a beautiful summer. Other than rock and
wilder
snow.
Than most.
And the 2 months of wildflowers.
So one night he comes blazing into the den where we're playing rummy, his eyes all wet and swollen. He mules to us about
Remember
the mob
too,
murder
summer,
of Merle James
Zoda
Dean and how they'd
right
come for him,
porch,
guilty by association.
Died when winter came.
Guilty of what?
And
is
about
what
how
we're all
she
asking
and the other odd fellows tried to
and
stop
get thinking
it.
About the guns we wish we had.
They did. Their motto being visit the sick, relieve the distressed.
Did he scorn a rich woman?
You remember, all the usual goodwill to thy neighbor and educate the orphans.
Forget to pay his debt at the Davis store?
Bury the dead.
But your grandpappy said he didn't understand or even know the reasons, except that he did know that
remember
Merle James Dean made a policeman angry
Miss
at the
Zoda
supper
and the odd fellows
club,
tried to
and that
warn
policeman
to
told
move
your
on
grandpappy
to
guilty
or
just
Black
by
Hawk,
being a decent
where there
friend
were
in that
least
very
a couple
same
hundred
room,
in town
though he didn't
more
know the crime,
warm
even.
Space.
And the mob, we asked
there
about
were
the mob
so many
and what
hippies
made everyone
and the
else
gulch
angry,
had so
and your grandpappy only said, this night won't ever make sense. Be happy with that.
Remember those wolves always shred each other in the air?
How they ignored the advice and holed up
in
those
empty
chutes
with their rusted tracks
and
said they'd
survive
on self-taught survival?
So we packed our suitcases and loaded up our children and caravaned to Colorado, never again to see the family plot that my own grandpappy purchased,
where fire smoke would suffocate them.
The same place where we'd buried all our family's people.
Then winter barely gasped before a blizzard streamed in over the peak of the divide and spewed into our gulch. All was white as white for months, and the odd fellows were
How's
trapped together in the lodge, just like the orphans were trapped together
orphans,
in the mine
remember?
Shaft.
They were
Only
children
the odd
of
fellows
the swarm.
Had just enough food to last, except for one man who went without because he was old and he wanted the orphans to receive
Sad
his share.
Sad confused as we
stopped.
Were,
it
your grandpappy made
confusing
the
odd fellows
when you don't
know
have a
that those orphans
he changed
only had
his name
managed
and broke
to eat
into
a mother quail
and
her eggs before white
his own recipe for a brilliant Mike and Lace concrete. They called his driveways the roads to heaven.
Remember this part. When the snow stopped enough for tunnel digging to begin, and the old
hard.
Man was dead, half the odd fellows set to digging
Loma,
his grave,
really.
And Miss Zoda and the others dug for 2 days
I
down
suppose
to the mine
paid
to bring
off.
Food and check
Your grandpappy
survival.
Paved the whole town
and remember
before
how they
died.
Found clean as snow bones of all but one emaciated, wild-eyed orphan whose skin looked like gauze? When they
I
called her a miracle, she ran screaming into
the
snow tunnel and flailed against its walls until it collapsed. If she
Life
hadn't been weak and starved,
end,
she probably would have
family.
Survived.
That's
but by the time
here.
The odd fellows dug her out, she was blue and gone.
The dancing cow, then. You should have listened to Baba.
What? Grace, have you ever asked the doctor about this child's head? It might be lopsided.
His head looks fine to me.
But have you considered his gray matter? Is it electricity? The boy speaks nonsense.
Give me a minute, Auntie.
It's called full sense.
Take him to a speech doctor, at least. Get him saying things we can understand.
I can repeat
Here's
myself,
the important part,
but you have
Swan.
To listen this time.
When you were
it's
in the bathroom
about my ears,
or taking
child.
Some kind of break from
what?
Our company.
What?
Miss
Are
Zoda
normal
told
words
me the
nonsense
end of the story.
Too?
What I know for sure is that no one takes you seriously if you live in a dollhouse.
The odd
fellows
dug
Fran
another 2 day tunnel,
she
and
they carried the pick clean
and
bones
and
the blue body of the last dead orphan back to the lodge so they could bury their dead just as they had buried the old man.
If I give you a candy, will you be a good boy and hush up for a little while so I can concentrate?
When you came back into the room after Miss Zoda left, I told you we didn't need a ghost town to ourselves.
Plus, none of her rooms have a south wall, so Big Mouths yacked this crap all day while
and
Big Eyes
watched
her company.
And you said we
didn't
want you say,
what with all the ghosts around.
In her foyer or hallway, even in her dark. Do you see why that made me so angry?
Ah, so you're a disturbed child. Just like Swanee J.
Do you see why I'm getting angry now? But there is a boy, a friend. He walks backward to the doll's table and says, his back still to her, Hello, Fran, may I come in? He doesn't call her 4-inch Franny or little Dolly or itty-bitty titties in the slum of Kansas City.
Boy, I said watch your mouth.
He calls her name, plain and simple, and waits for an invitation to shrink and come in. Can you guess the name of that shrinking boy?
Grace, your son is wearing thin on an old woman's nerves.
Just like his mother. It's Bo. That's the name. It's me does the shrinking.
You think that's it?
Don't you?
Swanee Jay, get out here and tell this child what it's like to be like you. Bo, has your mama, who's locked away silent in this bathroom, told you about Baba. The hospitals with the beds that strapped her lashing limbs tight to her sweat-soaked sheet? Or about the booze and the many wrecks that nearly killed her? Or about the one that did kill a young man in his prime?
Enough, Auntie.
A college boy? How about the years she spent in prison?
You hateful bitch.
Now that's a funny thing to be saying when I'm only trying to share the truth. You seem plenty happy to poison this child with La La Land on the mountaintop.
You think our child would be better off rolling down this mountain to live with the family who called their own beautiful child ill-fit for life because she's different? As if you all aren't stranger than the rest? Reconsider this. My true love's own daddy said he wouldn't see her again until she straightened up or died.
Looks like she found a loophole.
Are you saying she wanted her own father dead?
You wouldn't. Of course I wouldn't.
I don't want to be poisoned. Bo, honey, I'm not poisoning you. We're no worse off than the people down the mountain.
Down where?
She's right. Listen to your mother.
When's Baba coming out?
Hush, child.
I'm sorry, Auntie.
I know you are, and I am too. Here's the honest situation. Our family may no longer have a true last name, but we have traditions
Granny
ancient
said that naming
that say
is
none
a crime
can pass
against
to heaven
the
without the presence of all living family members.
Don't forget the ghosts.
I know Swanee Jay's idiot father, rest his soul, may have tried to cast his only child from the family, but truth is he doesn't have the power to do such a thing, and I've known it all along, which is why I've always kept in touch, and the rest of the family knows it too, which is why they always show up to hear my stories of Swanee Jay during brisket Sundays at church.
Do they ask it a name?
Of course. None can resist talk of a child.
And of me?
You know the answer.
But you come up here and kiss my face twice yearly at least. You've seen what love I have for your Swanee. How do you stand behind the others?
Please leave it. You know I can't control what they think.
I'm Swanee Jay's wife and Bo's mama, and that makes me kin to the Mike and Mule whether the rest want to accept it or not. But I'll have you know that my love for Swanee Jay saved your family from ruin. Swanee Jay knows the truth of Merle James Dean. You could know it too if you wanted. When the Mule cut ties, she only had to look to Missouri for answers. You're all too lovesick loyal to that man to see him as he was.
That's a lie.
Lies, lies, lies. It would kill you to know the truth, Marcia. I mean that very sincerely. Swanee Jay knew it and never told the family because she loved her father more than he deserved. That's the cup of poison she chose. When she'd served her time, she nearly made a beeline for Loma so she could pass around the goblet for the whole family to sip. She always says she met me and fell in love in the nick of time.
So you're the lamb come down to heal all wounds.
No, I only love her.
Same as me.
She told me the truer version of that night with Merle James Dean.
Love is a name too.
I hold on to it because I love the Mike and Neil love. And the rest of you through Swanee Jay's love for you. He won't be put to rest till we all come down to Loma, me included. Then, we can finally stitch the old man's soul back together.
Do you think you're special?
No.
Should we post an ad to the classified so everyone hears your side?
That's exactly opposite my point.
I get her point.
Quiet, Bo.
Are you trying to sabotage this funeral and my family?
Mama's trying to tell you what everyone knows.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
What more is there to know?
No one knows. Everyone knows. That's the point.
Should we break the door open? Is she still in there?
Can't you hear her?
She's in there. She's fine.
I see. Well, we have a funeral to consider. Everything okay in there, Swanee Jay?
Listen.
You'll come to the funeral?
Baba likes her time alone to dream of roads and how they can grow and grow forever just like they did back when she couldn't count.
Come on, my little swan princess. You keep on dreaming out here with us.
See, your auntie is trying to understand. Please answer us. We're worrying.
We need you.
Don't you know how much we love you?
Baba is in there. We're out here. What else is there to know?